All right. This is episode 259 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And I got the opening right this time. All right. So we're excited because last time we talked about accuracy of God's word. We talked about dealing with study and you made some excellent points about, and, you know, we were talking off air about how people get guilt or deal with guilt and have guilt trips because they feel like they're not doing justice in their study. Prayer and study mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
And I think that could be a trick of the enemy to discourage us altogether.
Right.
Because this one could say, well, since I can't do it right, mm-hmm. I won't do it at all.
Yeah.
If I can't put in a half an hour of study or 15 minutes, then I'm just not going to study at all today.
Yeah. And then before you know it, that day turned into another day, possibly. You know,
and
instead
just,
of them asking questions, that's
right.
One thing I think we should learn more about is asking our elders and things questions when we
right.
don't really understand something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we also have to not so much be concerned as to whether or not when we attend church that we get some sort of emotional high or buzz or that that it's going to always be about, you know, our feelings or sensations. And I don't think that, yes, I think that we should leap for joy, as the Bible says. I think that we should rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. I think that it should be about congregation and fellowship and having a good time. I'm totally down with that. But I think that it also needs to be about conviction.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be about, you know, dealing with things that need to be condemned in our lives,
mm-hmm.
things that need to be examined, things that need to be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not always be an experience at a Sunday morning service that I'm going to leave on cloud nine and I'm going to have this joyous. I can leave on cloud nine. I can have this joyous encounter, but it may not be for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It may be because I heard something or I was touched by someone or someone blessed me with their kindness or their love or
mm-hmm.
their support or even a financial gift. But it doesn't always have to come from the same place. It doesn't have to always come from, you know, singing or rejoicing or,
right.
you know, having a high spiritual so-called service. It can come from other areas, or it may come from the word that challenges us and prompts us to do something different or do something better with our time.
Exactly. And that's what is most important. It's that you get an understanding of the word and it gives you the joy. It gives you, you know, when you leave out, you're excited because you learned something else about the Lord
or right.
you're reminded of something about the Lord and his goodness.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you're right. It doesn't often always have to be jumping around shouting and all of that, even
right.
though that feels good, but it doesn't
have
to always
and
be
I'm
that
not
way.
Poo-pooing that. I'm
right.
not saying that our services should be, you know, stoic and, you know, boring and, you know, all dry and everything. I'm saying that I think let's make sure that in the rejoicing, in the celebration, in the enjoyment of the time together,
mm-hmm.
that we are also growing,
right.
that we're looking
right.
for ways to become more like Jesus,
right.
that we're looking for ways to be transformed, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. We're looking for ways to grow. And yes, that can come through celebration. That can come through rejoicing. That can come through having a high mm-hmm. Spiritual service, as we refer to it as times. But it can also come through contemplation
mm-hmm.
and just being quiet before the Lord and just being under conviction or being in a meditative state where we start reevaluating ourselves.
Yeah, meditative state, like you were just saying, that there should be times when you come and that's just... You want to be quiet. You just want
right.
to hear the word.
Right.
And then there are other times when you're excited when you walk through the door, you know.
Right.
And I think somewhere buried in there as we grow in the word and understand it, even if we're not hyped up, we'll still be joyous and glad to be
right.
there and glad to be with the saints. And that's one thing I think I talked to you about it not too long ago about our loving to come to church, loving the congregation,
mm-hmm.
loving worship, loving,
mm-hmm.
you just wonder how many people that in the churches that come because they just really love the people of God, right, right. and just being in their presence and learning together and singing together. You know, what a wonderful sight that would yeah. be in my eyes.
Well, the Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together." Yeah. You know, so we're kind of built to edify one another. We're kind of built.
But do you think we do that in this modern church? Well, the churches we've been in, that's all we can speak on pretty much is what we've experienced.
I think people try. I'm not going to be Ebenezer Scrooge altogether and just say that people are missing the boat. I think most people really want to enjoy the fellowship and the company and the camaraderie of their fellow brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I think most people want to learn the Word of God.
Okay.
I think most people want to be fed. And I think most people really... you know, maybe I'm being naive, but I think people really want to get it right. They want to be pleased in the Lord's sight. Mm-hmm. They may have some misguided conceptions of what that means, mm-hmm. and maybe they have, you know, dumbed things down so that it doesn't meet the standard that God has in the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. But I think at the core, people really, I think they want to do the right
Most
thing.
People that Most come people, to church.
Right, that come to church. Okay. If you're willing to make that sacrifice, you're making that effort to give up that time and to devote those hours on the Lord's Day to coming to the house of worship. Mm-hmm. I think there's some sincerity there that just can't be overlooked.
Yeah.
That's not a casual, in my opinion, that's not a typical casual Christian.
Right.
I think that people can still be bitten by the casual Christianity bug,
yeah.
but I think for the most part, they're searching. They want right. something.
They
want
to know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you could just stay home
yeah.
and attend exactly. Bedside Baptist and not even be convicted by the right. fact that you're not assembling yourselves. You're not coming together in the body to build one another up and to,
yeah.
you know, let us see your face. You know, you need to see my face. I need to see your face.
Yes.
You know, we need to greet. We need to watch out for one another. We need to, you know, be our brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. We need to encourage one another and hold one another accountable and be a support partner, accountability partner, a love partner.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that can't be replaced, you know, by anything else.
Yes, amen.
You know, people staying home to watch TV shows for church. I don't think that's an adequate substitute. Yeah, I don't think it's a substitute for coming together and worshiping.
And you know what? We all have to ask ourselves, you look inside and see just why are we here?
Right.
You
right.
know, is it, you know, just what is God doing anything in my life or what,
right.
what is going on? Why am I here?
Am I getting 1% better
yes,
every day,
yes,
every week? Is there some measurable amount of improvement that I can see in my life or that perhaps others can see in my life?
Right.
I think that should always be the barometer that we gauge our growth by.
Yes.
And Lord, you are our purpose for growth, Lord. You're the source of our growth. And we ask that you will bless us and keep us and allow us to find you and search you. Allow us to have a heart. Give us a heart for you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we ask your blessings for all those that are listening. May you watch over us and keep us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.